This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Travel may broaden the mind, but planning the details of a vacation can cloud the experience. That's something producer Andy Raskin learned on a recent trip to the American Southwest. Here's his story.
Not long ago, my mom proposed a family vacation in Sedona, Arizona. My folks, my sister, her husband, and I would hike, mountain bike, commune with Native American spirits. But as soon as we settled on Sedona, friends began telling my mom about another way to enjoy the area.
My friend Ellen told me to take the Pink Jeep Tour. She said, "You're going to Sedona, you've got to take the Pink Jeep Tour." Then I spoke to my friend Sandy, told her we were going to Sedona, and she said that they took the Pink Jeep Tour. She said it was a great experience and that it's something that we shouldn't miss. And then my friend Leslie also said they took the Pink Jeep Tour and it's something we should do.
An Avis agent at Phoenix Airport recommended the Pink Jeep Tour, as did the waitress where we stopped off for lunch on Highway 17. When we finally arrived in Sedona, we saw the Pink Jeep Tour company's huge pink sign and its army of Pepto-Bismol-colored Jeeps shuttling excited tourists. Brochures explained that in 1958, a California jazz musician named Don Pratt began taking people four-wheeling over the stratified red rock that towers above Sedona. Pratt once visited Honolulu's Royal Hawaiian Hotel and thought it was cool that everything there was pink. After we checked into our hotel, my dad went to the concierge to buy tickets for the Pink Jeep Tour. But before he could complete the transaction, a man who was lingering nearby intervened.
Wore a big black 10-gallon hat with silver trim, cowboy boots, spurs, and his six-gun hanging at his side. Now, I don't know whether it was six-gun was real or just for show, but that's what he was doing.
The cowboy represented a red Jeep company called the Red Rock Jeep Tour. He said his red Jeeps would pick us up right at our hotel, unlike the pink Jeeps which left from town. He also promised that his drivers were all dressed like cowboys and that they would take us on a trail lined with historic points of interest. Some families might not lose sleep over a decision like this. And then there's my family.
Even the brochures in the, you know, on the way out on the airplane talked about the Pink Jeep Tour. Nobody had ever talked about the Red Rock Jeep Tour, the Red Jeep Tour, and I just thought I was getting a Johnny-come-lately and a copycat, and we weren't getting the original thing.
The Red Jeep Tour was $10 less per person, and we were five people. So I was really thinking that we should do that. I figured a Jeep is a Jeep. And these people who took the Pink Jeep Tour just took it because they were told to take the Pink Jeep Tour. And they were hyped on that, but maybe they didn't know there was a red one also. That was just as good. It seemed fine to me.
Turns out there were a bunch of other tours. Not only was there the Red Jeep Tour, but there was a Hummer Tour. The Hummer, of course, turned us off because that sounded like just the wrong kind of tour for us. It was a little bit too yuppie. And we wanted an honest-to-goodness Pink Jeep Tour.
In just a few hours, we had analyzed not only each tour's cost, driver costume, and pickup location, but also their respective routes, scenic overlooks, and corporate histories. Personally, I was leaning red, enticed by the cowboy's promise of a historic trail. My mom recalls that it was my brother-in-law, Greg, who then raised another important consideration.
Greg noticed that the underbody of the Pink Jeep was very good.
You mean like shocks and stuff like that?
Right. And he looked at the underbodies of some of the other ones and didn't think they were anywhere near as good. So in terms of the vehicle itself, there may be some difference. He seemed to know. I would have no idea what to look for.
In the end, it was my sister who cast what was probably the deciding vote.
I just knew that all the people leading up to going to Sedona, Arizona, said, "Oh, you got to take the Pink Jeep Tour. You got to go on the Pink Jeep Tour." Nobody said you got to take a Jeep Tour. Nobody said, "Oh, you got to see the Red Rocks by Jeep." They said you got to take the Pink Jeep Tour. So that's what I thought we should do, even though it looked like we had other good options. And the Hummer, that looked like a good trip because I never been in a Hummer. But I thought I'd be missing something if I skipped the Pink Jeep Tour.
So that's what we did. In a Pink Jeep, we saw the awesome views from Submarine Rock, and John, our 20-something driver, led us down a terrifying natural staircase known as the Road of No Return. But in a family like mine, you can't help wondering about the Jeep not taken. What would it have been like to see the Red Rock in a red Jeep with a cowboy guide? A few months later, I was in Phoenix on business, so when I had some free time, I rented a car, and drove back to Sedona.
Well, the oldest red rock is 350 million years old. The youngest is about 5 million.
My red Jeep guide, Dino, wore a black vest, a cowboy hat, and cowboy boots. Like our pink Jeep guide, when he passed other Jeeps, Dino joked with fellow drivers that they were all ex-convicts.
Well, by the way, it's good to see you out of jail, too. He was the best son I ever had. He never snored. See y'all later.
Dino took me to the Apache's seven pools, and then to a sinkhole where the earth had caved in to form a pit hundreds of feet deep. Eventually, I got around to the question on my mind.
Yeah, when we came here last time, we took the pink one just because I think my folks had heard about it from other people. I think that's very common, right?
But
my folks were kind of really, you know, kind of debating, should we take the pink one or the red one? They had heard the red one had this kind of historic trail, which I think is this one, this Soldier Pass trail.
Right? Here, yep. Plus, we're all mostly of us cowboys, cowgirls, too. And where the pink Jeep are the yuppie type, you know, more modernized tour. Coffee pot rock in front of us?
Later, Dino got more specific about the differences.
Well, pink Jeep goes out down over here on the this side of those two twin peaks over there, twin mountains, over a area where they made a movie called Broken Arrow back in the 50s. We're going by an area up here where they made about 55 movies from 1946 to 1959. And then also we're going to be on a trail that was made by General Crook in 1872. And then the other difference is we're red, they're faded, they're pink.
After hearing that laugh, I was happy I took Dino's tour. But I couldn't help feeling like something was missing. It wasn't the scenery or the historic points of interest. When I got home, I told my mom I liked the pink Jeep tour better. But I said it was because of the views.
Right, and when you told me that, I was glad we did it and happy to have spent the extra $50. Although the reality is it's not the most important thing in life, and I'm not sure that after we got home I would have thought about it again. But if we had gone on the red one, we wouldn't have known that the pink one was better, and we would have lived forever wondering what the pink one was like, I guess. So because of the hype we got, we almost had to have gone on the pink one.
Maybe you're struggling with a decision right now. Maybe it is the most important thing in life. Maybe not. Either way, I think what I learned in Sedona applies, which is that when you're with people you love, the views are nicer, the terrain is richer, and the ride is more fun. Sure, a cowboy guide with a hearty laugh provides some comfort, but it's lonely in Red Rock Country without your family, especially if they're the kind of people who will worry forever about what you might have missed.
Pink, it's my new obsession.
Andy Raskin is a senior editor at Business 2.0 magazine.
Pink as the ring on your cherry.